On this episode of the Ritual Misery Podcast, invoicing, fun or not fun, you decide.
What about traveling around the world?
Do I have to invoice that or edit it? Because editing is not fun either.
But Mario Kart Tour is.
Oh, well, we'll just do that then. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 230 for 3 October 2019. I don't know why I did that. This is a show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos, that's Kent, and we don't have a guest this week, so they can just geek out by themselves. Whoever they might, could have, should have been. I don't know. Whatever. Help me, Kent. Save me. What's going on?
Hi. We're doing a show? Oh my God.
You're just as prepared for this as I am. Yay!
That's good. That's encouraging. Yeah, man, how you been?
I've been doing life things, right? Like being alive and doing life.
Yeah, I've talked to you in so long. Like it's been like, I don't know, 18 hours or something since I talked to you last.
Yeah, when was the last time you talked to me when I was half lit? No, that was like 18 hours ago again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
No, so last night we prepared our strategy for the Stream Team movie draft, Blue Division.
If you want to call that
a
strategy. I mean, we strategized. I don't know if we actually came up with a viable strategy, but we did strategize.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about strategy. You spend a couple hours making a spreadsheet that does stuff when you put numbers in there. So that was kind of neat. Yeah. I guess we could pretend that's a strategy.
I mean, we did less this week this time than we normally do, and I think we still got further than we normally do because there were no fucking giant monster movies to argue about.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, because every year there's a giant monster movie that you're saying, oh my God, it's gonna be so awesome, and I'm like, no, it's gonna be fucking shit, and wow. it always ends up shit. So I mean, yeah. You love it, but it doesn't make any money.
Correct. Yes. Speaking of making money, man, sometimes you got to write an invoice to get some money.
Dude, I got to say, man, now that I'm in this doing this business for myself and this entrepreneur thing or working from home contractor business, fucking invoices are stupid. Like having to go through and like I have a product to keep track of where I'm at on certain projects. And then once they're completed, I add them to a template. Invoice. And then I go back and look at the chart to see where I'm at on stuff and they don't match up. So I have to go back looking through files. And you know, I'm slightly OCD, so I want to make sure it's all right. You know, and especially if I know there's an error, I just don't know where the error is. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
at least you get paid to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get paid for the invoicing. I get paid for the stuff on the invoice, but.
But if you don't do that, you don't get paid.
Right. So. It's like filling out your time card. Like you can go to work and not fill it out. They're not going to give a shit.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for the work, I guess.
Yeah. But it's not like shitting at work though. Like if you shit at work, if you play the game of don't poop at work, then if you lose, you still win. No, invoicing is like you don't get paid for the invoicing. You can't bill it to anybody else. It's not time that you can account to something else unless you're a lawyer and they're just special. So it's just basically on your dime. So I spent like 4 hours doing an invoice and it was 4 hours I couldn't do anything else. But also I didn't get paid for it. So it's like half a day just disappoofed.
Right. Yeah. Well, knowing you, you're going to come up with some kind of foolproof auto plug something method that's just going to just spit out the product.
Or I already did.
Oh, of course. I had a fun weekend.
Yeah.
I traveled around the world.
Like mentally or physically?
Look, I got my passport right here.
Hmm.
Went all over the place, man. I went to Cuba.
Hmm.
I went Norway, looking through here, looking at my stamps right now.
Yeah.
Norway, Japan, Spain, Canada, and Italy.
Huh.
It's pretty great.
That sounds pretty cool. Now give me some deets on that, because that didn't seem like something you can do in one weekend. That's a lot of flying and shit.
Yeah. No. Well, we went on a cruise ship to all those countries.
That's no, dude. That math doesn't add up. Even worse. Like that's.
Well, I think we ended up in Hawaii because it all ended with a luau.
Oh well, I mean that's legit, but I mean,
so Wonder Mom.
Like you're gonna have to explain some logistics to me, is what I'm saying.
Wonder Mom in the chat could elaborate if she was here. She was actually part of the Around the World event. One of my coworkers hosts an Around the World tour event once a year, where it's her neighborhood has a lot of people from the base, and they put on an event where, like, so houses will volunteer. So like it's usually a married couple that are the hosts, and they choose a country. So like Cuba, for example, you go to their house and you're entering Cuba. So like the decor, their attire, the food that they serve, the drinks that they serve, like everything is Cuba themed. Right. And you're there for about, I think 35 minutes was our time hack for this year. And you go there, you live it up in Cuba, and then it's like, all right, get back on the boat, let's go everybody. And then you go to the next country, which was Norway, and then now you're in Norway and experiencing the drinks and the culture and everything like that. And it makes for a really, really fun time. You get to spend some time with some people that you may never have even met before, but then like people that you kind of know, you get to know them a lot better, especially the longer the night goes on, because things are being served. And
do the hosts get to wander around to these different houses too?
They do, because they do the schedule so that there's more houses than there are groups. Gotcha. So you in the like waning like while you're waiting for the next group to come to your place, like if it's almost like a bye week, right? So if it's your bye slot, then you like just follow the group that's leaving your place and you go to the next one with them, and then you can do that. Gotcha. Probably I think they do that a couple of times, so I don't think they get to see all of it, but they do get to experience some of it. But it's a blast. It is so much fun. We did it last year, we did it this year, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
I'd be so down for the food, dude.
Oh yeah, the food, like, so good.
If we went together, you'd be shit-faced about halfway through the night, and I'd be full as fuck, and we'd still be going, because I like me some food.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Pretty great. That actually sounds really awesome. Like, we're getting ready to do a Halloween party for the neighborhood like we did 2 years ago.
Right.
And I'm not looking forward to it, got to say. I mean, I kind of am, because it's a fun time. We all get together. We all make stupid jokes. Most of us get pretty drunk and things like that. But everybody brings their kids. And, like, kids at a Halloween party, they're either the focus and all the adults are just standing around watching them have fun, or they're a distraction. And it's like every time you get in a decent conversation with somebody, they got to go handle their kid. It's like, fuck. We handled it okay a couple years ago, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, those can go either way.
Yeah, I might just get blazed up instead of getting drunk this year and see how that goes. Because fuck it.
You're definitely going to have to report on the results of that.
Yeah. Well, last 2 years ago, I went to a friar. Had my little Bible that opens up to reveal a flask full of Captain Morgan's.
Nice. Yeah. That has the potential of pissing some people off, I bet.
Well, yeah, but it's Halloween, so fuck off.
It's devil's holiday.
If they weren't pissed off by all the 130 Jello shots we made, they were all in syringes. Like,
right? Yeah. I think that's pretty standard.
Yeah, it was like 15% alcohol in the syringes, and oh shit, those were really easy to consume.
Nice.
really easy to let get out of hand. That's for damn sure. You know what else can get out of hand, dude?
Masturbation.
No, that's in hand.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I had that backwards. I don't know. I'm confused. What? Tell me what else gets out of hand.
Sometimes you have a live show that goes slightly off the rails, and you're like, "Fuck it, that's cool." And sometimes you have one that's completely on the rails, except for one little blip in the middle, which is what we had last week.
Ah, last week. Yeah, last week was a fun show.
It was, except for one little comment made and the fact that it could go a couple different ways. And we didn't feel, after consulting you and consulting some other people, we decided to cut it out of the show, which is like the first time we've actually cut just a snippet out of the show.
Yeah, it was like, what, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, something like that?
Yeah, about 10 seconds, actually. 10, maybe 15. Like, it was very, very short, but we snipped it out.
Right. Yeah, something that could be taken out of context and used to...
It was a joke that was lobbed that didn't quite land right, and we didn't feel comfortable leaving it in there the way that it landed, so...
Right, yep. It happened.
So I snipped it out, and I published the episode today, and instead of taking about an hour to publish, it took me almost 3.
For 10 seconds?
Yes, because this is also the episode that Skype dropped out in the middle of. So now I had 2 videos that didn't stitch together very well, an audio track that had to be repaired twice, and a video that had to be repaired once, and I had to put all those together to make a cohesive package to send it out.
You could have just put a beep, like a beep sound over the whole thing. Like, every time something fucked up, you just beep.
No, that shit pisses me off, because then I know there's something missing. People listening to the audio will never even realize that there was something missing out of that episode.
Right, yeah.
If you're watching the video, you'll see where it is, but you won't hear anything wrong with it. It'll just seem like, oh, the fucking video dropped out for a second.
Yep.
Because the under construction banner pops up. And that happens twice because of the whole Skype drop as well. So, that was rough. It kind of pissed me off. That's why it took until today to do it, because I just wasn't looking forward to it. And it turned out to be exactly the challenge I expected it to be. It's a simple challenge, but it's still like a lot of... I had to align the words to the word, like the mouth movements in the video to the audio track 3 separate times. And that shit, like, I'm very precise about it, and it just pisses me off when I can't get it right. So
that is quite challenging. Yeah. You know what else is quite challenging?
Drinking milk straight from a bull's nipple.
A bull's nipple.
Yeah.
That would be probably the highest challenge.
I mean, you only get like one drink and then it's done, but it takes forever to get there.
you have a chance of drowning.
Is that not how that works? Maybe I've been doing it wrong.
I think we might have to snip out the last 10 seconds of this show.
Are you kidding? If we had any decency at all, we'd snip out this entire show. It would just be intro music and then closing music and done.
I have found over the last week that it is really challenging to maintain your position on the high score board for Mario Kart Tour.
Oh, yes. This is a game that you convinced me to start playing last night and that I promised you I'd play some more of today, and that didn't happen.
Mario Kart Tour is the new Mario Kart game for mobile devices. It's out for iOS and Android, and I can't put it down. I'm playing it right now. It is so much fun, dude.
This might explain why you're not very good at it, because you're on a podcast trying to play.
Yeah, dude, and it's interactive. Not completely where they're going with it. They are going to have a multiplayer mode so that like you and I can actually race one another. But you can battle each other for top scores and stuff like that. Which, by the way, my player ID is 0223-2391-8173. Add me. But anywho,
that'll be in the show notes if I remember.
It should be in the show notes. But yeah, it's a blast. It is so much fun. the boys kind of got me into it. I'd heard that it was coming out, and I kind of forgot, but they both downloaded it on day one, so they've got like a 2-day jump on me.
Yeah.
And yeah, but
it came out like last week, right? Like last Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah, it's been out. And, yeah, exactly.
Amber and I went to lunch, and she'd heard it was coming out, and then it came out, and while we're at lunch, she's downloading it. Like, she was all over it.
Yep.
And I just signed in yesterday.
Yeah. So I told you, I was like, dude, Mario Kart. And you're like, yep, I know. And I was like, well, add me as a friend. Here's my friend code. Well, I do get a friend invite from a limo like an hour later, but it wasn't you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was definitely Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is pretty great. And by the way, I'm beating her on the scores this week. But anyway,
I mean, she is a part-time Walmart employee and a full-time student, so you might have a slight advantage with your adulthood or whatever.
I don't adult very well. I just play video games on my phone.
Right, but I can't get you to play The Division, so it's, I mean, what good are you?
It's not on my phone. Oh, man, if you don't want to be my friend on Mario Kart, but you want to be my friend in real life, you should go to patreon.com/ritualmisery.
Are you saying people can buy your friendship?
Yes.
That really cheapens what we have.
You can buy my friendship too. If you go to patreon.com/ritualmisery, show me that you give a fuck by giving me a buck. Oh, I guess I'll give some of it to Amos too, because he is my IRL friend.
Actually, all the money, we haven't actually kept anything that ever went to our Patreon. It's all been towards South By or Nerdtacular or buying merch and things like that. We've never made a cent. We do have a pretty kitty right now.
Yeah. Well, we haven't even, so you were mentioning South By, we haven't even used that money to buy ourselves drinks or food or anything like that. It has been
hotels, airfare,
and merchandise. Like a couple of years ago at South By, we brought t-shirts to give out as prizes. That came out of the Patreon.
We still owe Mike Beam a t-shirt.
We absolutely do.
Now, Mike, listen to my voice or watch the video, because I'm talking directly to you right now. I know we're like a year and a half overdue for getting you the shirt. The original challenge was to make the shirt. And then by the time we made the shirt, your life was kind of topsy-turvy. If your life is settled, send me a DM on Twitter and I will get this shirt made and sent to you ASAP. I'm not holding off. I've already got the idea. I've already got the design. Already done all the things. I just need to know where to send it. So, Mike Beam, if you're listening to me right now,
the rest of you go to patreon.com/ritualmisery.
Yeah.
And you might be the recipient of a personalized message from Amos in by way of t-shirt.
I mean, there is a level. There is a level. So no one's at this level. If you're at the, I think the $50 an episode level, which you could cap out at $50 if you wanted to, and you had that level at the time that I restarted the Teespring, according to our agreement, I would have had to send you all the things that we put up on our merch store. Because if you're at the, I think it's a $50 level, anytime we add new merch, I will send you one.
Right, right, right. Oh my God. That would have been expensive thing that would have there's a lot of things there,
which there is.
By the way,
there's baby bibs and sleep shirts and backpacks and mugs and
ritualmisery.com/swag will get you.
It'll redirect you straight over to our Teespring page and you can buy all the shit there. We used to have it at no markup or $1 markup or whatever, just to make it worth our while. Now it's at whatever Teespring recommends, because I just didn't have time to go through and adjust each one of those. I figure if you want some merch, you're only going to buy one thing anyway, and it's your way of kicking something over to us, because I heard from a few people that, why should I buy anything if it's not going to help the show? Well, now it'll help the show. It'll give us a little bit of profit back, a couple dollars here and there. So cruise on over to patreon.com/ritualmisery or ritualmisery.com/swag and help the show be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Cool. It's about time for this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I please have your attention?
In the last 30 minutes, Kent's done something. Now you've got a guess.
He was very excited.
Kent's games.
Play with him. Play with him.
We need a graphic for that. Like a graphic stinger.
We do. Yeah. I wish I knew somebody that makes graphics.
Man, if I knew somebody that makes graphics, I got some shit. I got some employment opportunities.
Yeah. So this week for the game, it's a me.
Mario.
There we go. That's the theme of this week's game is Mario.
Oh, well, fuck yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah. So let's see how much you know about Mario. I have 8 questions for you.
Okay.
Because like I said, I made this game in the 55 minutes between getting home and starting the show.
Well, so, I figured maybe you made the game while sitting at Burger King on base, like at your lunchtime, like, shit, I'm on my phone. I got to write some shit down.
Yeah, no, that would have... I wish there was a Burger King on base. We don't have one of those.
You don't have a Burger King on base? It's not a real base without a Burger King.
We have a... I know. We have a McDonald's here.
Oh, so you're a bougie base.
I guess, yeah. Sure. But we have to live in Alamogordo.
Right. No, it's like the only McDonald's you have, but it's on base. So you're good.
All right. So your first question.
Mm-hmm.
What video game was the first appearance of Mario?
I think I'm going to get this right as Donkey Kong.
It is indeed Donkey Kong. This isn't a question in the thing, but did you know that he only played a villain once in his entire career, and it was in the sequel to Donkey Kong? It's in Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, that makes sense. I never played Donkey Kong Jr., though.
Oh, see, well...
I played it long enough to realize that I didn't like the mechanics, so I just stopped playing.
I enjoyed it. It's not as classic as Donkey Kong, the original, but I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. Your next question. The warp whistle in Super Mario Brothers 3 first appeared in which other game?
The warp whistle first appeared in what other game?
It looked the same. It sounded the same. It was the exact same thing.
The Legend of Zelda.
See, I wish I had the sound effect queued up. The
No. That was like Pole Position or some shit.
That was something like that. It's something like do 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 do. Okay, are you ready for question 3?
Yes.
What was Mario's enemy Bowser called in the original Super Mario Brothers game? His name Bowser came along later.
King Koopa.
Well done, sir. Well done. It wasn't until like Mario 3, I think, is when they said, you know what, we're going to give him a name. Not just King of the Koopas. All right, so your fourth question.
I'm going to try this to see if it works.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Nailed it.
That's it. Yep, I'm going to World 4. All right.
Next question.
Which body part does Mario use to break bricks?
His fist.
Well done. Yeah,
and that's more of a trick of animation than it is because the pixels for his fist actually occupy the same pixels as the top of his head. So you could assume either one. But the fact that he animates to jump up and have his fist line up is the only assumption you can make there. So his fist. His head would probably not been incorrect, but the fist is more correct because of the context.
Right.
Sorry, do I get a bonus point for that? No, fuck off.
No. All right. Princess Peach also did not start out being called Princess Peach. In Mario 1, what was she called?
You mean Super Mario Brothers?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. I'm going to go with the princess. Damn it. I think I know what it is now.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You still have time.
I think it was Princess Toadstool.
It was. I was going to give you half credit for the princess.
Yeah.
Because the end of every, you know, 1-4.
The princess is another castle.
Yeah, thank you, Mario, but our princess is in another castle.
Yeah, like you were just handling all the maids, all the chambermaids.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What does the P in P-Wing stand for? You know, in Mario 3, the little like level automatic level item. What does the P stand for?
Power?
I always thought it was power. But I was wrong, just as you are now. It stands for paratroopa. Paratroopas are the turtles that have the wings.
Right.
It's like they tore a wing off of a paratroopa to give Mario a cheap.
That makes a lot of sense. I still don't like it.
The paratrooper wing.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Not in game development terms, but in game canon. In game canon. Why is Super Mario Bros. 2 so different from all the other games?
Ooh, like storyline canon, huh?
Mm-hmm. In Mario mythos, Mario lore. Mario canon, why is Super Mario 2 so different?
Because it was a dream.
Well done. Well done.
Man, that was an honest, like, educated guess.
Yeah,
I was like, I think I remember that being a fucking dream.
Yeah, it's totally a dream. The instruction manual told you that Mario went to... Oh my gosh. Something. Oh my God. I can't remember what it's called, but something like dream, you know, his dream space or something like that.
Right.
But the game.
Because the manual had a picture of him laying against a rock and had the little dream bubble.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But the game doesn't tell you originally until you beat the game. And then it shows you Mario in bed and saying something like, you know,
that was a crazy dream.
It's only a dream. Yeah. Yeah. Something. All right.
Did you ever beat Mario, Super Mario Brothers 2?
Yeah, like once. I was not a big fan of that game.
I wasn't either. I didn't like the mechanics. I did beat it, but I don't know that I beat every level on the way there.
Yeah, I did not do. I did because, not get.
Well, because it was a save game, right? So my stepdad and I would play as a team. So I don't know if like I beat every level in the game. But I remember I was the one that finally beat the end boss at the end, but I couldn't remember who the fuck that was.
That was the thing. Was that the thing that like spit eggs at you? Or no. That was like a mini boss from early.
Yeah, it was like a fucked up Yoshi.
Yeah, it kind of was.
So anyway, I don't know that I beat every level in the game, but I remember I beat the game. But my stepdad and I worked as a team to do it. Same with Metroid, although I can honestly say that I beat Metroid. I've 100%ed the original Metroid because I kept playing the game over and over again. So.
All right, your final question. What is Mario's last name?
Ooh. It's something stupid.
This would also be Luigi's last name.
Well, right. Or their mom has something to answer to.
Yeah.
Now, which Mario brother is older?
It's not your turn to quiz me. I do know the answer to that, though.
Yeah.
Um, So old lore, while you're thinking, old lore just says that Mario is the older brother. But in one of the games, I think it was one of the Game Boy games. I can't remember now.
It explicitly states that Luigi's older.
No. It shows that they're delivered by a stork together. So they're like twin brothers. But Mario is dropped off first. So the lore of him being older still kind of holds water because if he's dropped off first, then
we all know storks are bullshit.
All right. So what is Mario's last name?
It's something really stupid. Something like shitty Italian. I don't remember.
All right.
It's something that only sounds Italian because of their accent.
Mario. Mario's last name is Mario. The brothers are named the Mario Brothers. It's Mario Mario and Luigi Mario. The Mario Brothers. You might even call them the Super Mario Brothers.
Told you it was stupid.
You got 6 out of 10. Pretty sure you beat the D on that one.
Yeah. 6 out of 8.
Or 6 out of 8, rather.
So it's like, sorry, a 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
7.5 out of 10.
You probably got a C, C plus.
I got a straight C, 75%.
Yeah. So
been doing a lot of math lately because somebody can't fucking math in this group.
So if I had come up with 2 more questions to make it 10 and you missed them both, you would exactly have gotten the D.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's that's how it is.
Yeah. So there's some stuff you knew about Mario and a couple things you didn't know about Mario.
Bad Weave says C's get the D's.
Nice.
So the thing that I wanted to talk about, you mentioned talking about old video games and things like that. And I took it a step further and said, hey, let's talk about old tech. And particularly, and I know that you just had like a huge purge of your shit not too long ago. But old tech, we still have lying around.
Like the 3 iPhones that I got over there. Like I've got like an iPhone 4.
Right.
And I think a 5S and something else.
Right. Know. But so I know I have more shit lying around than you do. So I figured you would start it and then I would just tell you. And the game here, the conversation would be, if you can honestly put something out there that you have in your house, some old tech that's not being used. By definition, old meaning it is not currently being used on even a semi-regular basis.
So I can't use my Atari 7800 as an example.
Right, because you use that on a regular basis. At least a semi-regular basis.
Semi-regular, yeah.
Every month or couple, yeah.
Or Nintendo 64.
Right, see, exactly.
Actually, I could use this. We don't have a functional 64 right now. So this would be old tech. I have a Diddy Kong Racing cartridge right here.
I can match that at least by concept. I have my original gold pack of Zelda 64 still in its box in the closet.
I never saw a Zelda 64 in gold. I saw
you had to pre-order it.
Yeah, I remember the NES version of Legend of Zelda being gold.
Well, yeah, the first 100,000 copies they made were gold or whatever, and Zelda 2, all of them were gold until the re-release.
Zelda 2 is trash.
It is. Like, objectively, trash. If you really want to watch something fun, go watch the speed runs of that game, because they've already figured out like all of the variables and how to conjure monsters and what the math is and everything else. It's completely, yeah. Anyway, the path tracing is so stupid, but anyway. Then all the games after Zelda 2 were basically the first however many copies ends up being really close to the number of pre-orders they had. So if you didn't pre-order the game for release day, you didn't get a gold copy, roughly. And I also have SimCity 2000, and no, those are the 2 games I have for N64 or Super Nintendo still lying around.
Ah,
And I have N64 Zelda in gold.
I've got a box of SNES cartridges.
Yeah.
SNES is probably the best console ever made. Just for
I would agree. That's why I picked up the SNES Classic.
Yeah, just by sheer volume of fun that I had. Well,
not just that, but like if you went from Atari to Nintendo, like there was a difference, but it wasn't like a fucking. It was an incremental difference.
To me, it was mind blowing how different, because like there's no way you could have played Super Mario Brothers on Atari, even Atari 7800. Maybe on the 5200, maybe. I'd never had the 5200, so.
But that's the part of the problem is like the 2600, the 5200, the 7800, they're kind of just lumped into one memory for me. You know? And then you go from the 7800 to the Nintendo Classic, the NES. I got an extra button. And a faster processor, really, is what it comes down to.
No, that's incorrect, because the Atari 7800.
Oh, it had the dual buttons, one on each side. On each
side, yeah.
Yeah, so it was basically like it was an incremental difference. And then then you had the Super Nintendo, which gave me four buttons immediately, two bumper buttons up top. Like, I had all these different controls. The graphics were insanely different. The level of complexity and everything else was completely different. It went from 8 colors on the screen at a time, or 16 or whatever, to 256 up to whatever the fuck max was for the Super Nintendo. And then it went to the N64, another huge jump. And since then, I think, honestly, since then, it's been incremental. Those are the only two major fucking changes. And you could probably cancel out the N64 for the Saturn, the Sega Saturn. Because I believe it came out earlier, but it wasn't as mainstream, and I hit the N64 instead of the Sega Saturn.
Yeah, I didn't like the idea of CDs, because CDs took fucking forever to load.
Yeah.
Sure, you could have full motion video, but who gives a shit?
Even the full motion video was shit, though.
Yeah. But even if it was great, it takes 12 minutes to fucking load that video.
Right.
I don't care. I'm already on my 7th game on my SNES.
Right.
So.
And you can save it directly on the cartridge. So fuck off memory cards.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So what else you got? What other old tech do you have lying around that's just not being fucking used?
I've got a box of cords in the garage. I've got PS2 cables. I don't mean PlayStation 2. I mean PS2 cables.
Yeah.
I think I found a parallel cable for like an ancient printer.
I'm gonna take a little thing here. I'm gonna move the camera, and hopefully you'll be able to see it. Right there. See the little cubby right there?
Well, unfortunately, the video that I'm getting on my end is not the Twitch video.
But you're watching the Twitch stream, aren't you? Isn't that what you normally do?
I'm starting the Twitch stream, but I'm getting an ad.
All right. Well, I've shown the Twitch audience. I'll flip around the other camera since, you know, I have to run two cameras because you're fucking special. Let's readjust that back to where it's supposed to be. Here, I'll flip this other camera around for you. There you go. You should be able to see it now, the little shelf thing right there.
Okay. Yeah. Little Walmart organizer.
Yeah. It's nothing fancy. Bottom shelf is power cords. Next shelf up is audio cables. Next shelf up after that is video cables. Everything from old VGA cables to HDMI cords. That's where they go. The one over above that is Ethernet cables. The one above.
Wait, you have extra HDMI cables?
Yeah, I've got tons of them just laying around.
Those things are expensive. You can sell those.
The thing is, I never throw them away. So, like, you get a TV that comes with one, I just throw it in the fucking thing because I've already got one ready. Yeah.
So there's different standards of HDMI. So some of those are probably like the outdated standard that aren't going to work very well.
But I don't have a 4K TV or anything, so it's not like I'm pressing for compression. Then above that is LAN cables. Above that is USB 2 and 3. The next one up above that is older USB or unknown USB. So I don't know if they're two or one.
Mm.
And then the one above that is simply random stuff. And in that random stuff, I have at least one Firewire, like old 400 Firewire, an 800 Firewire, a VGA, a serial, a parallel. Like I have one of all the old classic shits, a PS2 splitter to go to. Oh,
God.
To go to. And I have a PS2 to mini PS2 adapter?
Wait. Hold up. What possible use is there for a PS2 splitter? Like, how would that even work?
What do you mean?
Like, what would you use it for, first of all?
A keyboard and a mouse.
And that, you could feed both.
Through a PS2 port?
Both input devices into one port?
Yes, because they're keyed differently. So you have the four wires plus the key. But each of those is only using three, so you could use the separate wire as a separate channel. I forget exactly how it works, but it's something like that.
That's amazing. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. And your motherboard has to be equipped for it. Like, it can't just, like, not every PS2 port has that ability, but...
Oh, yeah. You've got to get a special card that's like...
No, just it's the motherboard, but yes, the later ones will have that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And I still have a PS2 mouse as well.
The later ones from like, 18 years ago.
Yeah, the later ones from like 98 or later. But yeah, I still have a PS2 mouse floating around here too, just in case.
Just in case?
Yeah.
Just in case what? What possible?
I have a baggie of IDE cables. And sound card jumpers.
In the apocalypse, we won't even have electricity. It's not like we're just going to go back a couple generations on our tech standards. Like,
this isn't supposed to be judgmental, asshole.
Either throw that shit in the trash or put it in a museum.
Whatever. I also have a ODB2 cable to USB adapter.
Because that's useful.
Yeah. If you ever want to do diagnostics on your car and you can... find the diagnostic software for your manufacturer illegally because they don't sell it to random people. That's really helpful.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Tip of the week.
So yeah, there you go. There's that. And the way that I got around that is for my old Toyota truck, they actually sold me the adapter. It included the software for free because they couldn't sell the software.
Oh.
But if it came on the driver disc...
Right. Sure, that's completely legal.
Yeah, so I still have a Windows XP Windows XP laptop just for that purpose. Because that software only runs in Windows XP.
That is fucking amazing. I'm actually really impressed that you have an XP laptop.
Yeah.
Like, the other part's impressive too, but...
It's fully operational. Laptop. The battery will even hold a charge for up to 35 minutes.
That's insane. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
It's got 2 gigs of RAM. Upgraded from 512 megs. Yeah. 2 gigs of RAM on a Windows XP machine? You're fucking hauling ass.
That's fantastic. I've actually got an XP machine somewhere around here. A laptop.
I have three, but only one of them works.
I'm seriously considering finding it and fixing it if necessary to make it work, and then wiping it and making it into like a Linux box or something that I can just toy around with.
I have one of those over there.
Oh, you got a Linux box?
Yeah.
Very nice. What's your favorite?
It's got Mint installed on it right now.
Yeah. I never played with Mint. I played a little bit with Red Hat. I played with Ubuntu.
Yeah.
That's my most experience is Ubuntu.
Yeah. No, Mint is meant to emulate kind of a Windows feel, so it's really familiar. Even though it's just skinned Linux, but the skinning is really close to Windows.
Skinned Linux, I love it.
Yeah. As I was telling you in the pre-show, I have 19 hard drives in my house that aren't currently being used in any way, shape, or form.
Right, so what's on them? All of the evidence?
Fuck if I know.
So probably some of the evidence.
I think one's an old karaoke drive that has been since moved to the NAS. A couple of them are my wife's drives that have been moved to the NAS. They're just sitting around. They're like old USB 1.1 drives and 2.0 drives that nobody fucking uses.
I've got an old ass Windows server machine that I was using basically as an NAS. And it's got four hard drives in it, if I remember right. At least three. I think there were four. And they were rated. I don't remember which RAID it is, but it's where it writes like half on one, half on the other kind of shit.
RAID zero?
Maybe. It might be RAID zero. So I think one of the drives went out, which means that now they're all bad because, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so striping sucks.
Yeah, so.
I've got an old mixer sitting down here.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, yeah. It's been relegated to the archives of history for the same reason. It's a 2x2. And more than that is needed to effectively podcast once you figure that out.
I don't know. I can argue that. I would argue that you don't even need a mixer to podcast.
That's true. You need a mixer to Skype effectively.
To Skype better than you would without it. I will say that.
Okay.
We started this podcast. I was on an iPad and no other equipment.
Yeah, that sucked.
It did suck. I'm just saying it's possible.
Oh my gosh. You're not even just on iPad. You're on iPad headphones.
Correct.
Using the headphone mic.
Yep.
On your couch.
True. On my couch.
While people were walking by.
That couch. It was that couch right there.
Yeah. Just in a different room. It was in the living room at the time.
The podcasting casting couch. The podcasting couch. That's perfect. The podcasting couch.
Wow. Wow, that's awful.
I'm so proud of myself for that one.
How many TVs do you have in your house right now that you're not using?
That I'm not using?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Because I know you have an old CRT that you have hooked up to the old video games.
Yeah, I think I got rid of all of the unused televisions.
I'm about to. I've
got last year's garage sale because I've got the CRT like you mentioned. There's a TV in Isaac's room for Wii and Switch. Then we got the living room television. I've got a TV in the bar that we use for usually like just music videos or throwing Netflix on in the background or whatever while we're drinking. Or I've used it for. If we play games at parties or whatever, sometimes I'll use that as the display.
Or if we want to do some ad hoc karaoke.
Yes. Also that. I think those are the only screens in this house, actually. Like actual television screens.
Yeah. Other than your living room, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What about you?
I have one that I got at a garage sale. Well, it's a DRMO sale for $20 in the garage that I haven't figured out yet. The same one is actually over here. It's hooked up to my Xbox that hasn't been used in over a year. I think that's it. I think just the two. But they're like, I could sell both of them or I could just throw them away and no one would ever know the difference.
Because
They're just not being used. I got them for like $10 each.
So much shit in my house is like that. It could just disappear and nobody would even notice for like 4 months and they'd be like, where'd that go? I'm like, I don't know.
I might have family members in my house that fall in that category. They could just disappear for like 4 months and we'd be like, oh shit. Where they been?
It's like in a sitcom. It's like in a sitcom when the little brother just isn't there for like three seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he just randomly shows up and be like, yeah, I was at Jim's house. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You just lived there for fourth, fifth, and sixth grade? Oh, okay.
It's like Bran Stark.
Oh, right. He was at boarding school for a year and just never came back.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I've got so many computer parts that I just need to get rid of. Like, I have RAM out the yang that isn't usable by anyone anymore.
I have a dial-up modem.
Ooh,
it's a 56K V dot, wait for it, 90.
Yeah, 56K modem that actually is peaked out at 52K because that's all telephone lines could handle at the time. But they even sold it as 56K because why not?
I got 52.2 on a really, really, really good day one time in 1996.
Did I ever tell you about when me and Bogner, Lee Bogner, were playing Command & Conquer in our dorm room?
Mm.
We were playing CNC in our dorm room, and each dorm on Shaw had its own little mini switch like in the comm room. So if you called another room, it didn't go to the company. It just went straight to the room.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we were both on 56K modems, and we were getting like 52K throughput. And we were playing this, and we played it for like 3 hours. And at the end of it, I went over and touched the phone line at the back of it, you know, and it was hot. Like, it was, like, hot.
That's amazing.
Because we were essentially like two wired network together. Like, it was, yeah, and...
That is so cool. I miss the old school LAN parties. Like, people are like, oh, no, you can just play online now. Nah, it's not the same, but, dude.
Well, he was in his room.
No, I get it, I get it, but it's akin to that, you know? He's, like, next door, and, yeah, you might be in different rooms, but, it, like, you can still, like, shout, like, Bogner!
Oh, Lee Bogner, what the hell ever happened to that dude?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's retired now.
Probably. He should be. Same time as us, unless he made fucking senior chief, which I don't see that happening.
I was literally in the same tech school class with him.
Right.
Yeah, he was my class leader.
That's how I know him, because... Anyway. What other tech you got lying around the house, dude, other than the computers and cables and shit?
You know, that and might iPhones. Be... I mean, I've got old computers. I've got... various components for that computer. I already talked about the 56K modem. I've got a couple video cards, I think. Just bullshit that means nothing now.
Yeah. I've got an old camera, my old original lens interchangeable camera.
Mm. Mm.
T1i, Canon T1i.
I've got a 35 millimeter video camera.
Whoa.
Yep. And I think it's got some cassettes too that
I had a mini DV recorder, but my ex-wife took that when she left.
Yeah.
Or when I kicked her out.
I got my camera like literally moments before those came on the market.
Mm.
Yeah.
I still have my original, the first camera I ever bought, my 35 millimeter film camera that was a Kodak 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games edition.
Oh, my God.
It has Olympic rings on it and stuff.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I still have that. I just found that not too long ago in a box. I'm sure it still works. A couple double A's and a canister of film and be good to go.
That's incredible. Hey, man. So next week, I'm not going to be on the show.
You're not.
48 hours from the recording of this, I plan to be inebriated
Cincinnati.
A couple hours south of that.
Oh.
I will be in Kentucky, hopefully inebriated by this time, 48 hours from now, with the Have a Drink crew.
Why would you go there and have a drink with the Have a Drink people on that particular day?
Casey is opening a brewery that day.
We mean like he's going to be there at opening?
Yes, because typically when you start a business and you brewed beer for that business, you tend to want to attend that event yourself.
But is he like just going to be there to drink the beer, or does he have like a bigger role to play?
The beer that he brewed and that he's introducing to the public. Yes. It just so happens that I'm going to be in that area next week.
Yeah.
So I pushed my travel up a day so that I could be there for the opening of the brewery. And it's going to be freaking awesome.
And you're welcome, because the whole reason this originally came out is because the Have a Drink crew was supposed to be on our show tonight, and we were supposed to be on their show Saturday. But then with Casey's grand opening, they're like, that doesn't work. So we're like, we're going to hold off on a little double feature for another date. Meanwhile, Kent told me like the same day, hey, I'm going to be in Kentucky during this 1 week. And I was like, dude, you should totally like hook up with the Have a Drink people and be there at this at this grand opening. Holy shit, really? And then the magic happens, and I get to stay in Alaska while Kent has all the fun, even though I did all the fucking work. You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody.
Putz.
So that I'm going
to
be out of town.
Badweave wants to know if he owns the brewery or if he's just the brewmaster.
I'll let Casey answer that question. Go watch Have a Drink Show on twitch.tv/haveadrink, I think.
Is it Have a Drink or Have a Drink Podcast?
Hang on. I will tell you in just a second. It is, yeah, I don't know. I'll get back to that question. But so next week, I will not be on this show. What can the viewers and listeners expect for next week?
I mean, probably a show.
Cool.
It's twitch.tv/haveadrinkshow.
Yes.
Yep.
They're fucking great.
They are. I don't know. I again, this was because I'm good at math means I'm not good at calendars. So, cause those two are not related. I don't know. I'll figure out something for next week. It'll be either me and a random person, guesting. If you'd like to be on the show, let me know. And maybe you can be on and be my guest.
So honestly, I
have no idea.
Yeah. So next week's a mystery, but the following week is not a mystery.
No?
We're going to have somebody on the show for the first time that it's kind of a crime that he hasn't been on the show yet.
Kevin Spacey?
There's other crimes involved there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Thus far, he hasn't been proven guilty of any of them. The strongest case against him was actually the subject of the inappropriate behavior was... somehow deleted the footage, so there's no. Anyway, it's not going to be Kevin Spacey.
I know what Kevin Spacey's capable of.
I don't doubt that he's capable of anything. He's an amazing actor with the fucked up personal life. Let's see. How about Will Smith?
You're getting much, much closer. No, his name is not Smith.
Okay. How about Dr. Bird?
You're straying. Still in the same family, but you're straying further because you went with a non-human. Yes.
I assume by the doctor he was a person. So.
I understand the mistake. Dr. Bird was also a candidate for president in 2016.
How about Marge Schott?
As cool as that would be, I don't think she's alive anymore.
Oh, I mean, that didn't stop anybody else from being on the show.
Yeah.
And for that, how about Alexander Hamilton?
As cool as that would be. But our guest is very much alive. In fact, he's live every Wednesday and Friday on twitch.tv/wscottis1.
Alexander Hamilton has a Twitch channel? This is fucking amazing. Why didn't somebody tell me about this?
But yeah, so Will Scott, aka W Scott is one, is going to be our guest in 2 weeks. I just sent him a message on Discord saying, "Hey man, you still down for that in 2 weeks?" And haven't received a response. So,
well, because we've been so awesome about responding to him. Sorry, W Scott is one.
Yeah,
like both of the shit out on you, like. Recently,
but yeah, so. I'm pretty sure that he's going to be our guest in 2 weeks, and if not, it'll be 3 weeks.
But what if people want more Ritual Misery this week because they're just glutton for punishment and they haven't had enough of our asses yet this week? What can they look forward to?
They can go to patreon.com/ritualmisery and get pre-shows and post-shows and exclusive interviews.
I'm thinking, like, what if they're sitting around on a Friday night and they want. Like to have some crazy shit going on with the Ritual Misery crew and maybe some other Diamond Club fam
on a Friday.
Yeah.
They can
just any Friday, but like tomorrow
they can tune into Diamond Club game night. Yes. Game night. I don't think that's the twitch.tv/wscottis1 for Diamond Club game night. It's going to be Jackbox Games. It is some of the most fun that you can have with your clothes on.
Oh.
Clothes optional, though. So, I mean, have at it.
But you can do that pretty much any Friday. I'm talking about, like, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Specifically tomorrow night.
Oh, so at the time of this recording, you mean? Not, yes. Like, 3 weeks when this comes out in podcast.
No. Well, look, I'm caught up, bitch. So, like, tomorrow night, the 5th of October, the 4th of October.
The 4th of October. Oh, that would be the Diamond Club Stream Team Movie Draft Blue Division Draft.
On what channel on Twitch? Probably W. Scottis One's channel.
I think he made a channel for it. But we'll say W. Scottis One, and if it's not there, I'm sure it's hosted there.
Well, we'll be restreaming it, so if you can't find it, just go on over to twitch.tv/ritualmisery, yes. And I'll make sure it's being restreamed on our channel, auto-hosted or whatever.
And watch our victory for the winter 2019 draft. Watch our victory take shape.
The seeds of victory. Oh, shit.
It can be nothing but wonderful and successful.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds good, man. Where can people find you if they just want to follow you?
Dude, I'm on Twitter. RM_Del Noche.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the best place.
Yeah.
Del Noche or Del Noche 77, everywhere else pretty much.
Now, what if they want to find me on the internet?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, is it at Amos? No. At Anthony?
No.
Oh, that's right. Something completely unrelated to your real life, at Ethan Kane.
Ethancaine. That's the one. Yep. I knew you had it in you. And what about the show? What if people want to follow the show and see when all this shit goes live and when we do crazy shit like that?
That's easy. Ritual Misery.
Where?
On Twitter.
So, or so ritualmisery.com. So it's at Ritual Misery or ritualmisery.com.
Yeah, 100%.
And what if they like the show so much they want to wear some fucking Ritual Misery swag?
Oh, that's easy too. ritualmisery.com/swag. What else would it be?
That's fucking awesome, man. Whoever put that shit together is fucking rocking. And of course, you can find all the links to everything that we do and more at ritualmisery.com. So just cruise on by there.
Hell yeah, man. We are live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/ritualmisery and on diamondclub.tv.
And thank you to Kevin MacLeod for allowing us to use your music. Thank you for listening. For Kent, for me, for you, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
RITUALMISERY